And away we go. We are off and running. It is Tuesday, January the 14th, 2020. Again, we all love that 2020 now. That is our new favorite thing, to say 2020 every morning. I'll tell you, I had a very interesting night last night. It sounds like my voice is kind of tired this morning, but for some reason, the voice is tired. But I slept good last night. I don't think I had any problems. A matter of fact, I think in the last two nights, I had the best sleep I've had last night. So maybe that'll translate into a good day. Now, are you one of those people who get kind of snippy when you don't get enough sleep? I know there are a lot of people who are that way. See there, my voice about went out right there. People get kind of snippy when they don't get enough sleep. Now, I don't think I'm really short-tempered when I'm asleep or don't have enough sleep. I think it's just I get a little lethargic as the day goes on. You daydream a little more. You think a little more about things that you normally would not be thinking about. You don't quite have the energy that you normally would have. But even though my voice sounds a little weak, maybe it won't by the end of this two-hour broadcast today, I've actually slept pretty well last night, so we will see how things go. Now, there are a few important things we need to mention here this morning, so let's do the bicentennial moment here very quick. The Marian Bicentennial Moment for Tuesday, January the 14th, 2020. The first meeting of the Marion County Commissioners was held on June 7th, 1824, with Enoch Merriman, Matthew Merritt, and Amos Wilson serving as commissioners. Among their first actions was to organize Grand Township. Over the next few days, they created additional townships, ordered surveys of roads and real estate lots, ordered a jail to be built, and appointed other county officials, including an auditor, treasurer, and tax collector. Isn't that interesting? The first meeting of the Marion County Commissioners was held on June 7th, 1824, with Enoch Merriman, Matthew Merritt, and Amos Wilson serving as the commissioners. And they needed to get a jail built. And we all learned that yesterday the jail was built, paid for, land donated by the founder of Marion, Eber Baker. Which is kind of interesting. Because he ended up also being the first person to have a charge brought against him. But apparently he did not like to pay for his liquor license, so this was an ongoing problem with old Eber Baker, the founder of Marion. But that's how life goes. And he ended up in the Quarry Street Cemetery, we all think. Maybe he's in the Marion Cemetery, we don't know. But we've went back and forth on that so many times, we're not going to get into that this morning. We're going to get into other things because we've really got a jam-packed show this morning that I hope you'll enjoy. Now, here's another thing we do need to mention, though, here at the top of the program. A black cat was lost in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street. Now, this cat has been missing since Saturday. There is a $100 reward for the safe return of this cat. Now, if you know where this cat is, or if you have seen this cat, or if you have picked this cat up, or live in that area, the telephone number is 740-341-5719. That's 740-341-5719. Now remember, this is a black cat in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street. The cat has been missing since Saturday, and there is a $100 reward for the safe return of this cat. So if you have seen this black cat in that area, please call 740-341-5719. And, you know, there might be a lot of black cats out there, but there is a distinguishing mark on this cat that I think makes it knowable by the owner. So if you have the right cat and you're in that area, you might be in the market for a $100 reward. But just to return the cat safe and sound, I think, is probably a great reward in and of itself, because I know the owner is worried. So I'm going to do that one more time. It's a black cat. It was lost in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street. Hasn't been seen since Saturday. Telephone number 740-341-5719. And there is a $100 reward for the return of that cat safely. So there you go. Now, this morning in our second hour, we're going to have an interesting topic. And I hope everybody stays with us and stays tuned for the second hour this morning. Because in the second hour this morning, we're going to have a good friend of mine on. I don't know how many of you remember this person, but you could Google him on the internet. He was the Today Show medical expert for many years. He was also on Good Morning America as the medical expert. He's a best-selling author. He's written two or three books. Dr. Art Ulin, a real doctor. And this morning, he's going to come on in hour number two, and he is going to talk about some very interesting topics that I think will be of interest to you, the listening audience. Now, the first one, oddly enough, has to do with the new year that we're in, because the number one resolution every year is weight loss for people across the board. Everybody wants to lose weight at the beginning of the year. So Dr. Ulin, who has written books on weight loss, is going to tell us how to succeed at weight loss if that indeed was your New Year's resolution. Now, he's also going to talk about how to keep an exercise routine, because I think a good portion of us all hate exercise. Now, people will tell you they like exercise, but they don't really do it. It's interesting. I don't know. I have a whole theory on exercise that I'm not going to get into at this point, but I think that Dr. Ulin will tell us how to keep those exercise routines in place, because I actually think that has also become a very popular New Year's resolution, to continue to exercise. Now, maybe the most important part and life-changing part of our conversation with Dr. Ulin this morning will be about depression, because this time of year is not a good time for people with depression, and there is actually a thing that develops this time of year called winter depression. Just because we have less hours of sunlight, we're not getting what we need, we can't get out in the sun and do the things we want to do. So there is such a thing as winter depression, and he's going to talk about that, as well as general depression, which so many people suffer from, and they suffer from it on a continual basis. And I've said this many, many times, and it really is the truth when it comes to depression. I know there are a lot of people out there in the listening audience who suffer with depression. And one of the things that is so sad to me is depression is not treated like cancer or diabetes or things of that nature. Now, I'm not saying that cancer or diabetes is easy at all. I mean, it's awful. It's a catastrophic illness or a stroke or anything of that nature. But depression is also a terrible disease, I guess is what I'm trying to say here. Depression is also awful, and that, I don't know, it's just not treated that way, and that is unfortunate to me, because I see so many people struggling with it. I see so many people doing things that they probably normally would not do if they were feeling up to their best, and it's just something that really should be examined, and first-hand accounts of this are always the best. But Dr. Ulin will fill us in on depression in hour number two, and mainly focusing in on what goes on in these dark, dark months. And why people do what they do when it comes to depression, because depression can lead to suicide, and that's a very scary thing because, as we all know, I had the people from the Suicide Prevention Network on last year, and suicide is up in every state except Nevada, and in Nevada, it's just staying the same, and that is scary. And I think a lot of that is caused by depression, because one of the things that I think people have to understand, if you know somebody with depression, a problem to them can seem 10 times worse than a problem to a person who is not afflicted with that disease. And that's rough. That is really, really rough for those people. And there are all kinds of forms of depression. There are anxiety aspects to it. There are bipolar. Bipolar has become a very popular one. I don't know what has spurred the great outbreak of bipolarness in this country. I think a lot of traumas. I think people have went through a lot of traumas. And I think that it's just one of those diseases that develops in certain people. So that's the way it goes at this particular point. Now, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about depression, winter depression, exercise, weight loss, the whole bit, with Dr. Art Euling, former doctor on the Today Show and Good Morning America and best-selling author, after 9 o'clock this morning. And it's awful nice of him because he lives out on the West Coast to get up early and talk to us about these things. So, there you go, Dr. Art Euling this morning. Now, there is something I want to do, because there are a lot of people who listen to this show every day, and some of them are regular listeners. And you do want to praise people when they do something cool. And we had I learned of a very cool thing. Well, I kind of knew about this thing, that it was coming about over the last few months. But this particular thing is very cool to me, and I think it's worth mentioning that, well, you know what, I'm not going to say the name because, you know, you never know if people want you to say the name or not, but this is a really inspirational story to me because, I am a teacher. That's my degree. That's what I went to college for. That's what I'm doing. So anytime something like this happens, I think it's a story worth telling. And again, I'm going to leave the name out because, you know, you don't want to tell somebody's business on the air if they don't want you to tell their business on the air. But I know somebody who was in their younger days, when a lot of people go to college, 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, did not go to college at that particular time, was doing other things. And, you know, that's a perfectly logical thing. A lot of people don't go to college. As a matter of fact, I don't think the majority of people do go to college yet. I still think the number is under 50%. But this person did not go to college at that time and has just been living their life for the last 9 or so years. And all of a sudden, they have decided that they would like to go back to school. And this is a very busy time in their life because, you know, the older you get, the more things you get bogged down with. You know, you live on your own, and you have to pay bills, and you have a job to take care of, and a lot of times when you're in college the first round, you really don't have those problems. And some people have families, and so on and so forth, so it becomes a big, big undertaking to enroll and go to college. And this person has decided that they are going to go to college, and this morning got the official paperwork that they have enrolled in college and they are going to do this. And at this point, I think this person is going to be a teacher. And I just cannot tell you how proud I am that this person is going to undertake this and do this, because I know it's not easy and I know it can be tough. So I just am extremely proud of them this morning and extremely happy of what they're doing. And it takes a lot of guts to even enroll. It takes a lot of willpower, a lot of intestinal fortitude, and it takes a lot of just general goodness to get enrolled. So I think this person is listening, so I congratulate them on enrolling in college. I think that's extremely cool. And I think they are going to do extremely well because it's a very, very smart person. So onward and upward for this person, and congratulations on your college enrollment. And I'm sure you're going to hit a home run because you hit a home run in just about every other aspect of your life. So congratulations. So there you go. There's the nice, obligatory congratulation of the morning. Now, let's see what else we got to do here. Well, I want to do a little bit of trivia this morning because next hour we're going to have Dr. Art Ulin on. So let's run through some of these trivia questions that we did not get answered yesterday. Some of these are fun questions. Now, the Barbara Walters question. We've had this now, I think, for more than a week. Barbara Walters wrote two books in the history of her career, which was over 50 years in television. Now, one of those books that she wrote was called Audition. That was her autobiography. But she also wrote another book. Can anybody tell me what the name of the other book that Barbara Walters wrote was? Not Audition, but the other one. She only wrote to herself. What was the name of the other book that Barbara Walters wrote? What is the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? Now, Good Morning Miami was on in the early 2000s, and it, let's see here. Good Morning Miami was on in 2002, 2003, I think that's when it was on. Starred Ashley Williams, who was on this show not too long ago. And all I want to know is the theme song. It had a very popular theme song. Just give me the title of the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami. So those are the two questions there. What was Barbara Walters' other book other than Audition that she wrote? And what is the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? 740-383-9944. Now, we've also been doing a lot of slogans on this show. And we have two breakfast cereals. I'm even telling you what areas these are in. Two breakfast cereals that we have the slogans for, but we don't know the breakfast cereals or foods yet. Here are the two slogans. The simpler, the better. And it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Does anybody know what breakfast foods those are the slogans for? The simpler, the better, and it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. What two breakfast foods are those the slogans for? Now, one of them, it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Well, that kind of narrows it down because you've got to figure, what breakfast foods are chocolate-based and might taste like a chocolate milkshake? So that's one of them. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake, and the simpler, the better. What are those the slogans for? 740-383-9944. Gosh, I about forgot the number there. Maybe I didn't sleep so well last night. Or maybe there's other things on my mind. Okay, here are some of the other questions we've had. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? 1 minute, how many waffles does the Waffle House sell? Here comes a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Is that the Cocoa Puffs?
Oh, on the Tastes Like a Chocolate Milkshake?
Yeah.
It is not Cocoa Puffs, but that's a very good guess.
All right.
Hey, thank you. All right. It was not Cocoa Puffs. It's another cereal that has, obviously, a chocolate base that might taste like a chocolate milkshake. Now, is there any cereal that you've ever tried, if you're a cereal person, that you thought tasted like a chocolate milkshake? Because I think this slogan actually fits the slogan. A lot of slogans don't fit cereal, I guess. Okay, so the slogan is, it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. What breakfast cereal or breakfast food is that? That's the slogan. The simpler, the better. Does anybody know the simpler, the better? That's another one. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? Now, I will give you this answer within five. So if you get within five of this answer, I will still give you the answer. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? Now, this is one of my favorite questions. What did the Eggo Waffle Company sell before they sold waffles? What did the Eggo Waffle Company sell before they sold waffles? They did not start out selling waffles. Does anybody have any idea what the Eggo Company originally started out selling? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? Does anybody know that one? That's kind of an interesting one because I had never heard this before. So, does anybody know? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? That's an interesting one as well. I'll be surprised if somebody gets that one. We had some guesses at this one yesterday that were coming awful close. Why is an apple pie the wrong name for what McDonald's sells? Does anybody know that one? Why is an apple pie the wrong name for what McDonald's sells? It should not be called an apple pie, and there's a reason for that. What is the reason? Last week, I think the guesses were something like people thought they were fritters and things of that nature. It's in that area, that question, but that's not quite the answer yet. Why is an apple pie the wrong name for what McDonald's sells? And the final question here. 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to a pie? Now, it has to do with the way you eat a pie. That's what this question revolves around. So you got to think about this. What 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to a pie? What do you think they've done? 1 in 5 Americans, and it comes down to eating a pie. That's what that question revolves around. So those are the questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we still do have the Jags koozie here, and we do call it koozie now because I've seen the sign from the store. And we have the Jags extra large t-shirts if you'd like one of those, or if you just want to call in and answer the question because you know the right answer, please feel free to do so. So the question's on the table right now. 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to a pie? And the hint on this one is when it comes to eating a pie. So 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating a pie? Why is apple pie the wrong thing to call what McDonald's sells as apple pie? Why would that be the wrong name? Does anybody know? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? Does anybody know that? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? What did the Eggo Waffle Company start out selling? Does anybody know that? What did the Eggo Waffle Company originally start out selling? Now, it was not waffles. We've had some guesses on this one, but it's not waffles. The Eggo Company did not start out selling waffles. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? Now, I'll give you to within 5 on this one. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? 740-383-9944. Now, here are the slogans for the two breakfast cereals that we still don't have an answer for. I'm surprised we haven't got these, to be honest with you. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Does anybody know what breakfast cereal that would be? It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Now, we've already had one guess this morning, but does anybody have a venture into another guess as to what that might be? It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. The simpler, the better. What breakfast food is that a slogan for? The simpler, the better. And then back to our original questions. What was the theme song of the television series Good Morning Miami? Starred Ashley Williams, was on in the early 2000s. It was a great show. What was the theme song of the television series Good Morning Miami? And what was Barbara Walters' other book that she wrote? She wrote two books in her 50-year career. One was called Audition, but there was another one. And the other one, to me, had the much better title. So what was the name of Barbara Walters' other book that she wrote, other than Audition, that, it sold very well in its day, had a very unique title. Does anybody know what that is? Barbara Walters' other book, other than Audition, or the theme song of the television series Good Morning Miami. 740-383-9944. Now, there's two things I also want to talk about this hour. Now, one of them is the air fryer. Because as many of you know, I got an air fryer for Christmas, and I do like it, and I think I've learned how to use it now because I've used it a couple times on different things. But yesterday, I decided that I just wanted a good hamburger. I thought, I'm going to have a good hamburger. That sounds good to me. So I got some cheese, and I guess I was going to have a cheeseburger. And I had to go to class, to teach class. So I knew I could not do it in the afternoon during the little break I had for lunch. So I thought, okay, well, I'll come home last night, and I will cook these things. And I had a totally plenty of time to do this in the air fryer. But for some reason, I decided just to cook them in the skillet. Now, here's why I think I've went to this. Because I think I'm a little leery of the air fryer, and if things do not turn out properly, I think that, you know, it'll just be ruined, and then I won't get a hamburger. And heaven forbid, we would not want that to happen. So that was my little air fryer story last night. Although I do have some hamburger left, so maybe tonight I will try the air fryer again and see if I can get a good hamburger out of it, put a little bit of cheese on it, and see what happens. Now, I'll tell you something else I was thinking about, pizza. Everybody loves pizza, it seems like, but people are always talking about what places have good pizza and what places do not have good pizza. Now, if you were going to order a pizza in Marion, Ohio, where would you order it from? Now, I know the places that I would go to because they're just go-to places for me, and I think the pizza is very good, and that's just the way it is. And I told you a few weeks ago I went out to eat with some people at East of Chicago, and that was a very good experience for me. And, of course, here at the Christmas party, we had Domino's Pizza at the WWGH Christmas extravaganza back in December, and we've been doing that for many years. But are those your favorite places, East of Chicago or Domino's, or where would you go for a good pizza? Or do you make your pizzas at home? And if so, what do you do to make a good pizza? I've heard of all kinds of interesting things that people do to make a good pizza. Now, let me know if you have any good recipes or if you know of a good pizza place in town that maybe is not talked about a whole lot, that, or maybe it's talked about a whole lot, but you just think they simply have the best pizza in town. Let me know, 740-383-9944. It's kind of interesting because I heard over the weekend somebody talking about how they go to the grocery store and they will buy a frozen pizza. And then they will take it home and they will doctor it up. Which I think that's kind of creative and kind of really smart and ingenuitive. To go to the store, get a frozen pizza, take it home, kind of do some work to the top of it, and then probably put it in the oven and cook it. That is a very smart thing to do, especially maybe if you're running on some kind of a budget. And cooking in general, I was having a conversation, I think it was just last night, with somebody about cooking. And I really believe cooking is an art form. I think that there are so many things that can be done in the kitchen that are just great. Go ahead, caller. Nope, we lost the caller. Well, if that was you, give us a call back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a call back. Maybe you had something to say in regard to pizza or eating in, Or maybe you had an answer to the trivia question. So if that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. But I really think when it comes down to cooking, it is an art form. Now, for some people, it's not an art form. For me, it's not an art form. When I go in and cook something, it's not an art form. I just cook it, there it is, and it's done. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
I thought you had this answer a while back on Barbara Walters. How to talk to practically anybody about practically anything.
You know, we did do that answer on the Friday show, but I wasn't sure if the same people who listened to this show listened to that show, and I wanted to see if anybody remembered it. Because how to talk to practically anybody about anything.
Practically anything, yeah.
I think that's a great title. I wonder what that book is actually about.
I have no idea.
Well, hey, I thank you for the answer.
Talking to practically anybody about practically
That's
anything.
That's right. The title of the book gives it away, that's for sure.
There you go.
Thank you. Bye bye. Yes, we finally got that one. The Barbara Walters question, how to talk to practically anybody about practically anything. That is Barbara Walters' other book. She wrote Audition and How to Talk to Practically Anybody About Practically Anything. All right, the other question, does anybody know the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? That is a great television series, starred Ashley Williams, and I think it was Mark Feinberg or Feinstein. I can't remember his name, but he was the other lead in the show, starred Suzanne Pleshette, who used to be on Bob Newhart, was Bob Newhart's wife. But good television series. Does anybody know what the theme song for that series was? Does anybody know what breakfast foods these are the slogans for? The simpler, the better, and it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Those are slogans for breakfast cereals. Does anybody know what the breakfast cereals are? Then we've got our mainstay questions here when it comes to waffles. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? Now, you can come within five, and I'll still give you the answer. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? What did the Eggo company sell before waffles? They were not always a waffle company. Before they sold waffles, they sold something else. Does anybody know what that product was that they used to sell? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? Does anybody remember this? Now, I don't think this would be an ancient time, so this might be something back from your childhood. What was the original name for frozen waffles, and why did they call them that name? Why is apple pie the wrong thing to call what McDonald's sells? It really shouldn't be called an apple pie. Does anybody know what the reason is that it should not be called an apple pie? We had some guesses on it yesterday that came very close. 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to pie? Does anybody know what that is? Now, that question has more to do with eating pie. 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to pie? Does anybody know what 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do when it comes to eating pie? 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear your guesses on this. We have the Jags koozie. We have the Jags extra large t-shirt. And we have some more things coming, I think, actually, later on today for prizes. So that'll be a lot of fun to get some more prizes in here for giveaway. Or if you just want to call in and answer the questions, feel free. Now, the other question on the table this morning is, where, in your opinion, is the best place to get a pizza in Marion? If you were going to order a pizza, where would you go? Or a surrounding area? Are there any places in Upper Sandusky or what's close here? Upper Sandusky, Delaware, or any other of those little spots in between here and there? That'll be our range from Delaware to Upper Sandusky. Are there any great pizza places that you would recommend? Or one here locally. A lot of these pizza places, a lot of times, do not get great recognition because most people don't know that they exist and they don't know how to get a pizza from there. But pizza seems to be the thing. More people, I think, on Friday night and Saturday night get those pizzas, order them for the family, They enjoy them. I was talking to somebody yesterday. Pizza must have been the talk yesterday, because I was also talking to somebody yesterday about pizza, about how they had gotten a pizza recently from Pizza Hut, and because they wanted the stuffed crust, and how it was really a good piping hot pizza, which I guess is a very good thing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I Googled Lego, and they were originally called Froffles.
Oh, you know what? And I think, yes.
And then the people started calling them Eggos. They also made potato chips and made their own brand of mayonnaise.
Now, okay, now this is interesting. So, yes, the answer for the Eggo company, the first thing that they sold was mayonnaise.
Yep.
So there used to be an Eggo mayonnaise. So we got that one knocked out. Now,
Eggo potato chips.
Oh, there were Eggo potato chips as well.
Yep.
Now, I cannot believe potato chip company did not go over. That's hard to believe.
I can't either.
I don't know how that happens, but yeah, they eventually got in the waffle business, and I guess that was their niche in life, but they originally sold mayonnaise.
Right. And about your pizzas?
Yes.
There's a good pizza in Bucyrus at Baker's.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
And also a good pizza in Upper at Don Tomaso's.
Now, where's Don Tomaso's in Upper?
Well, if you remember where, well, you probably don't remember, you're not old enough, but there used to be a place called M.J. Muggsy's. It was an Italian restaurant on the main drag in the old Business 30 in Upper.
I don't remember that place, but where in the area is it there, yeah?
You go in on Business 30 and continue right straight in. It's on the left side as you get past the square.
And what's the name of it again?
Don Tomaso's.
Don Tomaso's. Now, what makes Don Tomaso's?
He started a pizza shop out by the freeway, out by 23, and it did so well that he decided to open an Italian restaurant in the old M.J. Muggsy's, and it's really good. He had good food.
How about that?
Done several times.
Don Tomaso's.
Don Tomaso's, yeah.
Now,
my son would drive all the way to Upper to get pizza to bring back here.
Now, is it nice and affordable pizza?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
That's interesting. Well, Don Tomaso's, I'll have to write that down.
Don Tomaso's.
Thank you.
You have to go up and eat sometime. He's got that great food.
I'm going to have to do that. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye. All right, recommendations. Don Tomaso's, how about that? Has anybody else been to Don Tomaso's up in Upper Sandusky? 740-383-9944. Now, this is giving me, you know, I'm kind of a spur-of-the-moment type of person. But I was just thinking, since I have the new car, maybe on Friday night, because I get off work on Friday a little earlier than I do the rest of the week, maybe on Friday night I will have to make a pilgrimage to one of these places. Maybe like a Don Tomaso's in Upper Sandusky or just some other places. Because I think that's a lot of fun to go out and try new things. And especially on a Friday night. I don't know why, but I like Friday nights even better than Saturday nights. Saturday nights are okay. I have a lot of fun with Saturday nights. But there's something about Friday nights. I think it's the first night of the weekend. And, you know, you really don't have to get up early the next day like you did all week. And the weekend's not coming to an end like it is on Sunday. So my favorite day of the week has always been Friday night. So maybe Friday night this week is going to be adventure night. I think it would be a lot of fun to go to one of these cities that I have not been to in a long time. And I have not been to Upper Sandusky in probably over a year. I went to the Christmas lights back in 2018, but I think that's the last time I was in Upper. And there's a lot of interesting things in Upper to see, like the Shawshank Redemption Courthouse, for people who haven't got out and taken a look at that. And obviously this Don Tomaso's is over there in Upper. That sounds like an interesting place to go get pizza. I think there's some good Italian restaurants over in Upper Sandusky. That might be worth a trip, just to get on 23 and head 20 minutes up the road and go to Upper Sandusky, or maybe head over to Bucyrus. I haven't been to Bucyrus in quite a while either, and I was trying to think the other day if I've ever had a Baker's Pizza. I might not have ever had a Baker's Pizza. If I have had a Baker's Pizza, it's been a long time ago, to obviously where I have forgotten it. And in Bucyrus is an interesting town because there are a lot of shops over there. I think the last time I was in Bucyrus was when was I in Bucyrus? Might have been during the Bratwurst Festival. I was over there during the Bratwurst Festival last year doing some remotes. But it might be fun to go over to Bucyrus and just hit some of the stores on a Friday night. It's kind of fun when stores are busier. Friday night typically is that night. And get dinner in a different town. Sometimes, I mean, I like staying local. And most of the time I do stay local here in Marion. But it is fun to venture out every so often. And Bucyrus might be one of those places because when I was over there during the Bratwurst Festival, I did not really get a chance to do a whole lot because the Bratwurst Festival was kind of taking the entire area up. So if I was to go over to Bucyrus Friday night, which this might happen, this is sounding like a good idea, hit some of the stores. What are the recommendations in Bucyrus other than Baker's Pizza if I want to go over there and get some food? Not that I'm not going to go to Baker's, but just to give me some choices here. What are some of the other options over in Bucyrus food-wise? What are some of the options store-wise? Just fun things to do in Bucyrus, Ohio that would be enjoyable. What would be some fun things to do over there? Some fun stores to go to? Some fun places to visit? If I was going to make a night of this Friday, a night in Bucyrus, Ohio, don't call it Bucky Russ. What would be the places to go? Give me the hot spots of Bucyrus. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It sounds like a plan. Either Upper or Bucyrus. Go ahead, caller.
Another good place that is also owned by Baker's is the Old 30 Barbecue. It's out on Business 30. With in front of the golf course.
Oh.
A lot of barbecue.
Really?
It is really good.
And they have the good barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah.
So that sounds good, too. Yeah. So are there...
Ribs are great.
Now, is there anything in Bucyrus that, after I went to dinner, that would be fun to do?
Well, there's a couple bars there.
Hit the bars.
If you go to the bars.
I could hit the bars when it's all over.
We normally just go to eat.
Yeah.
It's really good food.
Well, that's fun. You know, I think sometimes it is fun just to go eat in a different town. And there are things to see in Bucyrus. I mean, they do still have some stores over there and things like that. So
we've even gone to, you ever been to Marseilles?
Yes.
There's a nice little bar there in Marseilles. As you're going in on 37, you turn to the right, and it's just about a block. And also Cooney's in Les Rues is another good place.
Oh, Cooney's. Yeah, I remember. We did our remote from Cooney's not too long ago.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I remember Cooney's well, without question.
A lot of good places to eat.
There are, and it is fun to get out on a Friday night when the weather's not bad and just go somewhere and have a good time.
We do that every Friday night.
That is a good idea. That's a good tradition to have.
Somewhere. Yep.
Hey, sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Does anybody have any recommendations, Upper Sandusky or Bucyrus? Now, not only restaurants, but things to do in those areas, because this might be my Friday night pilgrimage this week. I'll hit Route 23 and either go to Bucyrus. Well, I guess I won't hit Route 23 if I'm going to Bucyrus, but if I'm going to go to Upper, I'll hit Route 23, head up to Upper Sandusky, or head to Bucyrus, and just have a fun night out doing something fun. Every so often, you just have to unwind a little bit and have a good time. And in some cases, going to a different town is a good place to do that because you're not there very often, and you come back with a great experience. So that's how you make some interesting memories. That is for sure. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Here's a place to try. I've never been there, but I've always heard good things about it. I want to try it myself. Berwick over in Green Camp.
The Berwick and Green Camp. You know, this is a place that I actually do want to visit sometime. I don't know if it's something I would want to do this Friday, but there was a bank in I don't think that, well, I know the bank's not there anymore. There was a bank in Greencamp, and it was right next door to the Berwick. And I used to work at this bank. It was a real old-fashioned bank. Didn't have a drive-through window. It was like a, I don't know when that bank was built, but it was a real throwback bank. But what I've learned is since the bank closed, the Berwick bought the bank, and now you can go and eat in the safe and eat in the bank that I used to work in.
Is it called Berwick or the Berwick? I didn't know. I've never been there.
I've heard people
prefer to. I Googled it before I called you, but when I typed in the Berwick, that led me to a restaurant in Columbus, an Italian restaurant in Columbus that shut down. I didn't know exactly.
No, I believe it's called, well, people referred to it in a lot of different ways, but people over there used to say the Berwick, but It might have just been Berwick. But I do know, I've heard from people that you can eat in the safe. Now, I'm not sure I'd want to eat in the safe, but because I spent a lot of time in that safe getting money out for people, but it would just be fun to eat in the bank that I once worked in. But the problem with Greencamp is, I mean, that's really what you have to be going over there to do, because there really is not much else to do.
Right, yeah.
Unfortunately.
But like you said, I mean, if you just want a cozy little road trip, the problem I find myself having is when you're single, I mean, I have a bunch of kids, but they're all busy, they're consumed with their own lives, but when you're single, I mean, that's so depressing. Who wants to go eat by themselves? And when you're single, it seems like everyone has something and to do, and they have to spend time with their, you know, spouses and whatnot. But, like, that's bad. Like, who just wants to, I wouldn't do that. Who wants to just go to a restaurant and eat by themselves?
No, I don't think I would go alone. And, you know, I think I said this when I got back on the air after New Year's. For some reason, the thing this holiday season seemed to be going out and eating. And every time I went out and ate, I always went out and ate with somebody, which made it a lot of fun. And it was always different people. But, yeah, I don't know that I'd want to go sit in a restaurant alone. I think that could be boring.
Right. If not depressing.
And could be depressing.
Okay.
Well, hey, thank you.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. I don't know. I'm going to have to go eat in the safe. Because I used to be, I don't know, maybe I would eat in the safe. I'd have to think about it. All I know is working in that bank, to go back over there and see that it's part of the Berwick, because I have not been back over there since I stopped working in that bank, would be a fun experience, I think. So maybe that'll be Friday night. Who knows? Maybe it'll be Green Camp. Maybe it'll be Upper. Maybe it'll be Bucyrus. I guess I got a few days to think about it. We're going to take a break here. We've got much more to talk about on the other side of this very short but important break. Don't go anywhere.
Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our show, it's a young comic from Las Vegas. Chucky. What is that fat kid's name? Let me tell you something. I have stories that someday you'll call me, and I'll tell you the things that happened with Sullivan and I on the air.
Oh, really?
I did a routine about a coal miner disaster, and at the same time I did it, there was a coal mine disaster in Nova Scotia. He claimed that I did it just to have that routine. I take a note to my mother. Oh. If you ever talk to me again, well, you were going to talk to me again, and we'll talk about that because it's so interesting.
You know, yeah, maybe we'll do a whole show on Ed Sullivan sometime. That'd be fun.
Yeah, you get the people and have all the people talk about what happened and how he says, now I want to know something right now. He said to the elephant, what are you going to do on my show? Said to the elephant. And then the elephant made a plot, you know. And it's sort of like, sir, would you get somebody clean this up?
Now here's what I know about Ed Sullivan from reading.
Well, Ed Sullivan had his 11th anniversary, and I happened to be on the show. And he says to me, Shecky, you're not going to mess up on his show, are you? I said, no, Ed, I promise I won't, you know. So I said to him, you introduce me. No, he says, what are you going to do? I said, well, you're on 11 years. Introduce me as, because I just got back from Europe, he and his wife, Sylvia. I said, introduce me as a German comic that you found in Germany that you brought back to the United States. He said, my God, that's a good idea. Then he said, tonight on our show, ladies and gentlemen, I was in Heidelberg with my wife. No, she was in Amsterdam. I was in Heidelberg. How come we didn't get to get... He's, ladies and gentlemen, I found this little German comic, and I think you're going to enjoy him. Here is Schickel Krieger, so I came out. I said, ready, I want to tell you something, Mr. Sullivan. It has been on television 11 years. This is his anniversary, and there's a reason why he's been on 11 years. He don't sing, he don't dance, he don't tell jokes, he don't do anything. That's why he's been on. Well, he got crazy.
When
he heard that.
Oh.
After the show, he chased me. He said, you know, I got more talent in my little finger than anybody I ever had on this show. As you really believe that, you old as you're nuts, you know?
And legendary talk show host Dick Cavett.
I don't know. I can give you an exclusive here, I think.
Oh, let's do.
Sitting there with Alfred Hitchcock during a commercial break, he's sort of looking straight ahead, not really right at me. And then he suddenly begins sort of speaking aloud to no one and says, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Grace Kelly, the most promiscuous woman I've ever known.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. Charlie Evers is a Marion Broadcasting original. He created long-standing traditions such as the Peanut Push and Buckeye Chuck. Evers Arena at the Marion County Fairgrounds is named after Charlie after the arena had burned down and he used the airwaves to raise money to build a new arena. A highlight of his career came in the early 1980s when he found and restored Lady Justice and placed her back atop the Marion Courthouse after she for many years.
When Mother